Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast, and I'm going to talk about a concept that relates to perspective and the guidance that we provide, and going to refer to the small considerations, the small things that come up when you're evaluating your investments or financial plans. And it's a big part of the planning that we do for our clients. So I'll just refer to these as the small things. At this point in my career, I've realized they don't matter. They just don't anymore. I've done so many plans with so many people all over the world. I've now given up on how the small things can impact the success of your plan. They'll make no difference at all in the performance of your plan. No material impact on whether or not your plan will be a success. You can get all the small things wrong, and your plan will still be a success if you get the big things right. So I don't spend any time at all worrying about them as I talk with clients. I try to help my clients move past them. Now, you're certainly welcome to evaluate them as much as you want, but I'm done with it. I think it's unnecessary for people to spend any real time at all worrying about or focusing on these issues that are not going to make any difference at all. Well, what are some examples? Whether or not to fund your IRA now or at the end of the year. I know you can email me some sort of report that says you're going to have extra money because you put in it at the beginning of the year. It really doesn't make that much of a difference. What about some brokerage fees, some smaller brokerage fees for expats? Doesn't really matter. How about paying a smallish penalty because you made a mistake on quarterly tax payments? I've been making quarterly tax payments for 30 years now, and I've been late a few times. Didn't add up to much of anything. Worrying about how long you're going to be out of the market when you transfer money. You're going to be invested for 50 years, and you might be out of the market for 7 days, maybe 10 days. Not even a consideration. How about moving money around to get a higher interest rate? Yeah, have at it. Search out the best rate. It's not going to make any difference. Should you invest in an ETF or a mutual fund that charges 5 basis points or 8 basis points? Again, up to you, but that difference makes no difference. Should a retiree take their money out monthly or quarterly or twice a year? Again, doesn't really matter. I could go on and on. There are so many things that come up. These are just some things that I wrote down that popped into my head. I work on this on a day-to-day basis. I come across so many things, I can't remember what they are. Now, if you're a client of ours, you are definitely welcome to ask us about these questions, and we'll give her an answer on that, on what we see and what our opinion is. And hopefully it'll be good commentary and good advice for you. But really, it's not going to make any difference in the success of your plan.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.